Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from America's finest city, it's the John Cantara Show.
Oh, doctor!
Now, here's the coach, John Cantara, on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, as we get into hour number three, I can't believe it's hour number three today. I mean, Jim, we've already been on the air for 2 hours. It seems like we just got on the air about 10 minutes ago.
This one seemed like it was Monday, like an hour ago. That's a good feeling.
You're liking this midday slot, aren't you?
Tell you what. Like, I've done all the slots now. I've done the morning show. I've done the midday show in my past. I've done the night show and then the drive time show. This time slot's my favorite.
It is my favorite as well.
It's my favorite. Everything happening. I mean, it's only 2 o'clock. The rest, I mean, you have all night. You don't have to worry. It's just, it's the perfect time slot.
Hey, I want to remind everyone, Padre fans out there, get an instant breakdown of the games with our daily three up and three down. Padres video recap on Facebook at 97.3 The Fan. You can follow us and add your thoughts to what happened during the game on our Facebook page at 97.3 The Fan. The Padres play here. This is 97.3 The Fan. Coming up at 3 o'clock will be Gwen and Chris. They will take you up until pregame at 6:10. First pitch tonight at 7:10 out at Petco Park, and we'll see if the boys can get back on that horse, keep that hot streak going after taking the final three from the Dodgers last weekend at Dodger Stadium. It's a very, very busy hour. Coming up a little bit later this hour, we're going to replay my rap song this morning with Ben and Woods. I'm glad those guys got a good laugh out of it. I heard Twitter blew up.
It did. And I also heard that Ben was crying because he was laughing so hard.
Is that right?
Yeah. So we're going to play your rap, and then we're going to play Ben's rebuttal rap. And it's good. I can't stop listening to it. It's amazing.
I mean, the rap, I know everybody thought it was funny. I thought it actually did a pretty good job on it for never doing a rap song in my life or ever reading any rap before. But I got a kick out of just listening to Woods and Ben talk about it. Well, I mean, Woods, I thought, man, I thought they were going to have to give him some oxygen. He was laughing so hard.
He couldn't control. They couldn't control themselves. They said, I mean, it's one of those things where you listen to it and you hear people laughing and then you laugh harder because they're laughing. It's perfect.
And we're going to get to the Hang a Star play of the day, and we'll get out to Petco Park, get a little scene setter for the Gwen and Chris show coming up a little bit later this hour. You want to be a part of the show today, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Now, the Gwen and Chris show put out a poll, and I want you to share that with us a little bit, Jim. What's on the poll right now? And we'll take phone calls on it.
What has to do with us talking about the expectations for the second half of the Padres.
Uh-huh.
So, Gwen and Chris, they put out a poll today. What are the expectations and where will the Padres end up in the 2019 season? Playoffs, over 500, but no playoffs. At or around 500 and no playoffs. Or well under 500.
Okay, do that again. I'm writing this down. I got to write this
down. All right,
down.
Where will the Padres end up in 2019?
Okay.
Basically expectations. Playoffs? Over 500, no playoffs. It's all one. At around 500, no playoffs. Or well under 500.
Well, I will tell you right now with the expectations here, if they don't, they may not make the playoffs. And I'd be surprised if they did, realistically. I would be surprised. I'm really encouraged, though, about where this organization's going. But if they were to go into a tailspin, and they ended up 10, 12 games under 500, I think there'd be some heads rolled down at Petco Park is what I think.
Well, this is the first time they've had legit expectations since 2015.
But let me ask you this. Are our expectations for where this team is and all the youth, the youngest team in baseball right now, and all this youth on the pitching staff, are our expectations, or are we reaching a little bit right now?
I think we could. Yeah, I think we're reaching a little bit.
I think we are as well. We need a little help.
But this team is creating the expectations for us by showing what they can be. Winning 3 of 4 against the Dodgers, like, that would be a signal like, hey, we're ready to contend.
Yeah, we weren't thinking that when they got swept by the Giants, and then they got beat on that Thursday night on July 4th up at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, that was brutal. And not only getting beat by the Giants, they got destroyed by the Giants.
Well, they gave up two games where they gave up more than 10 or more runs.
Yeah, that was not good.
This team has teased us all year long.
They are a tease. They're a giant tease.
But, hey, you know what? You get on a hot streak, the ball starts bouncing your way a little bit. Hey, when you got guys that can turn a game around in a hurry, Tatis can be a game changer. Manny Machado can be a game changer. Hunter Renfro is shown to be a game changer. I mean, these guys can turn a ball game around very quickly, and for the first time in ever, the Padres could be down 3 or 4 runs early, and you don't want to figure you might as well head to the exit because they have no chance. They've got a chance if they're 3 or 4 runs down in the late innings because they got so many guys that can take the ball out of the yard.
Well, the one thing they have to work on, and it needs to start tonight, is having a better record at home. They're under 500 at home.
Yeah, by one game right now.
Yeah, but still, you can't have a 500 record at home or less and be in the playoffs.
I mean, this team, for the most part, has played really well on the road the entire season. I mean, when you look at them, they're 23-24 at home, 22-21 on the road. Every time I look at the numbers, I'm still a little concerned when I see minus 35 in run differential. I want to see that creep up to at least even.
I'm not so big on run differential because you could lose a game 15-0. But still win a series.
I understand that.
And then that run differential just screwed everything up.
Yeah, but what it's telling you is you're a little more consistent.
I feel like sometimes it's a mirage.
Well, the run differential right now for the Dodgers that open play tonight at 60-32 is a plus 129. The Arizona Diamondbacks, a plus 53. Diamondbacks sitting at 46-45. Padres in third, minus 35. The Rockies in fourth place with a 44-45 record. They're a plus 2. And then you got Bruce Bochy's San Francisco Giants, 41-48. 41-48 for that team is probably pretty good, actually.
A miracle.
But they're minus 70 in run differential.
Yeesh.
Minus 70.
And Vlad Guerrero Jr. hit more home runs in the Home Run Derby than they've hit all year, the Giants team.
That is correct.
That's not good.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Pee-wee in Imperial Beach. You're on with Coach John Quintero on 97.3 The Fan. Nice to have you today, Pee-wee. How we doing?
Doing good, Coach. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. Thanks for making it.
I want to talk about, you know, this upcoming standing, you know, with Atlanta, and then, you know, how we got to go on this long road trip.
You there, Pee-wee?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, what's your take on that?
Well, I mean, I want to know, like, how do you think we're going to do, you know, versus Atlanta, and then, you know, how we have a short 3-game homestand, and then we go on a long road trip.
Well, my take, Pee-wee, is number one, I don't even know who's pitching tomorrow night, or Sunday for that matter.
San Diego Padres player.
I know, but, I mean, who are you going to throw? Lauer tomorrow night? I mean,
sure.
You know, tonight you got Lamet. Probably Lucchesi and Lauer, I would think. Wouldn't you go with those guys?
Yeah, either or, flip-flop. I don't think it really matters.
I mean, Lucchesi's been the Padres' best pitcher so far this year.
I'm sure the Padres have already planned out
well,
the rest
of the year.
Well, they
know who it is.
Yeah, they've planned out the rest of the year.
But they haven't, you know, for public consumption, they haven't put it out there. I'm sure when the game notes come out today at Petco Park, in fact, the next break, I'll see if they've sent them out yet. We may have a better idea who's starting, but I would think it's going to be Lucchesi and Lauer. And then Paddock's probably going to start one of those first two games in Miami.
And Andy Green's talking today at 4:30, so we'll know, like, if any moves are happening within the next hour and a half here.
Yeah, and Pee-wee, you know, kind of getting back to where you're at, you know, they got to play better at home like Jim and I have been talking about. They're a game under. They need to win a series. You got to continue to win series. You don't have to sweep anybody. You just need to continue to win series. But you've got a lot of teams that are, nipping at your heels coming up from behind. You've got the Cardinals that are sitting at 500 right now. You got the Brewers, where if we were starting today, they would be a wild card. They're only a half game back, though, in the division from the Chicago Cubs. And then even in the division here with the Padres, you got the Diamondbacks, a game over 500. And then you got the Rockies at 44 and 45. So, I mean, there are a lot of teams in the wild card. Somebody's got to take the bull by the horn. And Pee Wee, thank you very much for the phone call. Somebody's got to take the bull by the horn and roll off six or seven wins in a week. And, you know, I don't know if the Padres right now, Jim, are able to do that, because you never know from one night what you're getting to the next night from the starting pitching. And again, you cannot overtax this bullpen, but getting Strom in the bullpen, I think, is going to really help.
And all it takes is, you know, one really good week to really push yourself to that. Have a 5-2 week. Then the belief of, okay, we can do this, starts to really set in. Like right now, it's kind of simmering because you're 500, you're two games out of the wild card. It's simmering. But if they can go 5-2, if they can start getting 3, 4, 5 games above 500 heading into August and September, that's when you really make that push.
We're going to step aside. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what the Padre players need to do. I'm going to tell you what the front office needs to do, and I want to get your thoughts on that, and we'll get right back to your phone calls. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Again, coming up at 2:40, if you missed it, you want a good laugh on a Friday, you'll hear the coach read a rap song that I did earlier this morning with Ben and Woods. We'll get to the Hang a Star play of the day. We'll get a scene setter from the Gwynn and Chris show out of Petco Park. We're going to 3 o'clock. Thanks for joining me, Coach John Quintero, right here on 97.3 The Fan. Well, thanks for joining me today. Boy, we've had a hell of a week. It's been a great full week. And we'll look forward to being back in here on Monday, 12 to 3. We got Gwynn and Chris coming up at 3 o'clock. Got a lot of Padre baseball this weekend. Boys are going out tonight at 7:10, tomorrow 5:40, Sunday 1:10, off day Monday. Then they'll be in Miami next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then they go into the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. And my producer, Jim Russell.
I'll be there.
You will be there. I can't wait for you to get back. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I went there.
Does he need me, Coach?
No, well, obviously. There's no doubt about that. We're bringing in Will Galvez. He's coming in.
Pinch hitting.
On a 10-day contract, okay? Bringing Will
Step
in.
Up, Will.
And Will will do a great job. We've worked a lot with Will over the last year, and he's a great guy and a great teammate. But I really will be anxious to get your thoughts on the city of Chicago if you've never been there before. Going to Wrigley Field, going to all the little establishments. You got to go to Bernie's. And I know Bernie's isn't probably the most popular place there in Chicago next to Wrigley Field, but go to Bernie's. Because that's the place I went to the first night I got there to Chicago.
All right, I'll go to Bernie's. I'm thinking of sitting in the bleachers at Wrigley because I feel like that's like the experience that you need.
You're going to two games at Wrigley?
Yeah, we might go to two. Definitely going to Saturday's game.
Okay.
Sunday's up in the air.
Well, hopefully the Padres will hook you up with some good tickets for that second game on a Sunday.
That's a good.
With all your big connections,
my
man.
My big connections, yeah, I'll finagle some behind the home plate tickets.
All right. I'm anxious, though, when you get back, and I know you're going to miss you'll be with me next week, and then you'll be going to Chicago, and you'll come back the following Wednesday, so we'll look forward to that. Let's get back to the phones, and in a minute, I want to play a clip here in a minute from Keith Law this morning with Ben and Woods regarding Fernando Tatis matched up against Vladimir Guerrero Jr. We'll do that in a minute, but let's get out to the phones. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. I do owe you this. When I went to the break, what do the players need to do? What do the front office need to do? Very simple. The players, like I said yesterday and earlier today, they've got to go out and win baseball games. They've got to put pressure on the front office. That's what they have to do. If they go south in a hurry, then the Padres are going to be sellers. They're going to be guys in that clubhouse going bye-bye. It's that simple. win ball games, get over 500, stay in the race, and then they'll maybe go out there and be a buyer, maybe bring in a guy that can really be a difference maker. The other side of it, with the front office, they don't know right now. They could go to the right or they could go to the left. We don't know because this ball club's right at 500. I mean, if they go south in a hurry, they better have their ducks in a row on who they want to ship out of here. And if they go to the right with winning baseball, then they better really figure out what they're willing to give up to go get that frontline pitcher or maybe a frontline catcher or a second baseman. And when are they going to bring up Luis Urias? Have we heard anything yet today? We heard anything, Jim, at all? Any paper coming out? Yeah, that's about what I thought. Okay, Lois in San Diego, you're on with Coach John Quintero on 97.3 The Fan. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Listen, I want to talk velocity with you a little bit.
Okay.
You know, Robert Stock has been sent down. He pitches 100 miles an hour.
Right.
That's outrageous for a young arm like that, don't you think?
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, he's had a lot of control issues. And right now, I don't know, you may have missed it, but right there prior to going to the All-Star break, they put him on the IL. He's got a little bit of a strained rib cage, I think it is.
Well, sure. Bone and muscle that young is just not intended for that kind of a workout. I watched my grandsons grow up. They don't muscle out until they're 25, 26 years old.
Well, Robert Stock's not a young guy. He's been around for a while. I'd have to look Robert's age up, but he's not 22, 23, 24. He's been around for a while. He's been with a few other organizations as well. So he's been a guy that's really battled to get himself to the big leagues. But, you know, he can flat out bring it. But now he's not, you know, one of these young guys like some of the other guys on this staff. He's a young major league pitcher, but he's been pitching down in the minor leagues for a while.
Yeah, my point was, though, that I think velocity and accuracy go hand in hand. And when you try and throw a ball that hard, you do lose your accuracy.
You know what? I'm not going to argue with you. I think it takes a long time for guys to be able to repeat their delivery. I mean, you go back and look at one of the greatest pitchers in the history of baseball, Nolan Ryan. You know, he was a guy that, you know, for a long period of time couldn't throw strikes. Finally, he was able to do it. And, of course, he had this career that was, like, amazing, pitching into well into his mid-40s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to stretch the point a little bit, I hear you're going to the opening of the racing season.
Yes.
Have a good time. I wish I could be there with you. I think the trainers are starting these racehorses much too young.
Mm-hmm.
Their muscle and bone hasn't developed to race as hard as they're racing, and I think that's why we've had the catastrophes that have happened on the track this spring.
Lois, I couldn't agree with you more. I think 30 horses were euthanized up there at Santa Anita. But, you know, you bring up a really good point. I think a couple of things, and I'll let you go on this note. I think they run them too often. And running them young, I don't know about that one as much, and I'll talk to some people on that. But I will tell you, I think they run them too much because there's so much money invested in horses. The owners, they want to get their money out of them. I think they run them when they're stiff and sore, and I think the steroids that they use, their bones become very, very brittle. I think we need to look at how they handle horses in other parts of the world, and maybe we wouldn't have so many of these fatalities in the horse industry.
I think all the additives that they feed to these horses are very are not very helpful.
No, I don't think so. It'll be interesting next week, and I thank you very much, Lois, for the phone call. When Jim and I are out there, I'm going to talk to some people, and I'm going to ask them right on the air, you know, what about this? And I'll be honest with you, with 30 horses dying at Santa Anita during their racing season that just was concluded a few weeks ago. Now they're racing right now at Los Alamitos. Got a problem with that. I got a problem with that. And I'm surprised, considering the Breeders' Cup is going to be at Santa Anita, I'm surprised the Breeders' Cup's going there. And you know what? If I'm an owner of a horse, I got a question whether or not I'm running at Santa Anita. I'm supposed to have a horse in the Breeders' Cup. I don't care how good my horse is. I know that all these owners have insurance on their horse, but how about the animal? How about the animal? Hey, before we get to the bottom, I promised you this, and I do want to play it. Keith Law, who was on this morning with Ben and Woods, Keith writes for ESPN and does all the rankings of the minor league players. He was asked by the gentleman this morning about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Fernando Tatis Jr. Here's his answer.
As far as I know, nobody, no other list, and I respect a lot of the other guys who do this, Eric and Kylie at Fangraphs, the guys over at MLB, they do a great job. Everyone else had Vlad first, but I had Fernando first. And the reason I did, Vlad's a great hitter. But you guys have seen now, Tatis can do a whole lot of things beyond everything he can do with the bat to impact a baseball game from every possible angle.
Well, you know what? Right now he's looking pretty good, don't you think, Jim?
It's not wrong.
Not wrong at all.
Steals bases, gold glove defense, power, speed. I mean,
he's a five-tool guy.
Average guy. He can get you RBIs. It's everything. There's nothing he can't do.
Let's face it. Machado got hot there for 15 games where he hit the 10 home runs.
Carried him for a month.
But I got to tell you, Tatis has stolen the show here in San Diego this year, hadn't he?
Oh, 100%. People are arguing that he's their best player.
I think he has been, hadn't he, when he's played. I know he missed a month.
Like, overall, their best player. Not like his stats this year, but like just in general, he's their best player.
I'm looking right now. I'm getting a note from the Dodgers. A.J. Pollock coming back tonight. He's been activated from the IL.
Yay.
Well, that means Josh Verdugo goes over to left field. And
like they need more help.
Yeah, exactly. I got a nice Twitter message from David Dodd, who's a great writer, and we don't see David in the press box much anymore. I think he's living down in Mexico. But he goes, for the season, probably Stammen as far as trading someone. And then he goes, for 2020, if they want Yates back, then they need to sign him as a free agent. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't
32-year-old? No.
No, I mean, you have him for another year, he'll be 33. You're not going to sign a closer at going into his 34-year year. Not going to do that.
No, it's either he's going to stay with the Padres for another, throughout the rest of his contract. I don't know if they're going to offer him a huge deal.
No, I wouldn't think so. We're going to get to the bottom of the hour right now. When we come back, we'll get back to more of your phone calls. We're going to get to Coach John Quintero's rap read this morning on Ben and Woods.
Yes.
We got the Hang a Star play of the day. We're going to go out. We're going to visit with Chris Ello, give us a little scene setter at Petco Park. But still time to get in this afternoon on what you're expecting from the Padres for the second half. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. 0973. Thanks for joining me today. 12 to 3, Monday through Friday, the John Quintero Show on 97.3 The Fan. All right, bobbing and weaving to the top of the hour, and it'll be the Gwen and Chris Show live from Petco Park, and we will get you a scene setter on that one here shortly. We'll get back to your phone calls as well. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We're going to get to my rap song, and what we're going to do, because it was about 5 minutes this morning. They spent, and they did a good job of setting it up. There's no doubt about that. And then I read it, and then Ben did his, and then they kind of, closed the segment out. But I think to get the whole gist of what went on this morning, rather than just playing the rap song that I did and Ben, we're going to play, Jim, the whole segment here in a minute.
Yeah, it's a must listen. Like it's an absolute must listen.
I can't believe how many people have come into the studio and seen me today.
Twitter did blow up.
That's what I heard.
Everyone was crying, laughing. There, a lot of people saying how they were dead because of how funny it was. It was great.
We'll get to that here in a few minutes, and of course we've got the Hang a Star play of the day to really close out a great week. Boy, we've gone a lot of different directions. People always say, Jim, the All-Star break, and for many years I took the All-Star break off because you know, I was doing a lot of stuff with the Padres, and, man, people have no idea. I don't care if you're a player, manager, coach, usher, you know, one of the people that work at the ballpark, or a guy that's on the radio doing the pre- and post-game. It's exhausting day in and day out. And so I'd normally take that week off, but this week, I don't know what it is. Maybe because our ball club has become relevant again, people made this week very easy for you and I.
Oh, yeah. It's the Padres are relevant again, like really, really relevant. So it makes all of our jobs easier.
Yeah, a couple of other things I want to get to, and then we'll play the wrap. Richie Incognito, who just recently signed with the Raiders, he got suspended today for 2 games. Real surprise. Violating the league's personal conduct policy.
Shocked. Shocker.
Good way for the Raiders to start. Now, the Raiders, are they on Hard Knocks this year?
Oh, yeah.
They are.
It's going to be the best season of Hard Knocks ever.
Last year was pretty interesting, though, with the Cleveland Browns.
Interesting, yes. But Raiders-like, no. Raiders are the perfect Hard Knocks team. John Gruden, Mike Mayock, just Antonio Brown. It's going to be amazing.
You think they're going to be any better?
No. They're the Raiders. I think they'll be okay, but I just 8-8.
Eight and eight? You think they can get that good?
It's average.
I mean, that division is going to be pretty tough.
They have a lot of talent on that team, but I feel like it's an average team. John Gruden, I think, is way over his head in coaching. The coaching era has passed him by. He doesn't do anything.
He looked pretty good there diagramming plays in the booth, though.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. He's good at diagramming plays, but he's a good head coach still. And the answer is still probably no.
How about Mike Mayock? How about if they're really sucking? I wonder if him and Mayock will still be on the same page.
I can't wait until there's like reports of dysfunction between those two during Hard Knocks. It's going to be so good.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to watch, no question about that. Hey, a couple other things, and then we're going to play the wrap. I was reading in the paper today, Mark Ziegler, who we had on last week, talking about Jalen McDaniels right now, you know, playing for the Charlotte Hornets in Summer League, averaging just a little bit over 2 points a ball game right now.
Yeah, I saw him in the Summer League like a week ago, and he needs a little work.
Yeah, he shouldn't have come out.
He's going to be in the G League the entire season.
G League? He may be in Europe somewhere.
That could be a possibility as well.
I'll tell you, the guy that's playing really well, and Mark also wrote about him, and this is a guy that I do want to get on the show here either next week or the following week once his team wraps up. I'm going to try to – I don't know if Milwaukee's playing tonight in the NBA over in Vegas or not, but Dalton Hamas, the kid that was the Division II National Player of the Year, he's playing pretty well. He had 18 in his first game for the Bucks in Summer League over there. He's averaging a little over 8 points a game. He's 6-for-11 right now on three-pointers, handled all real well. You know, he's not guaranteed a contract with Milwaukee past this Summer League, but he's going to have a job in professional basketball. Whether or not he goes to camp with Milwaukee or someone else, we'll have to wait and see. But he's going to have a job somewhere. This guy, I went out and saw him. I saw him playing that one regional game that got him to the Elite Eight. This guy can flat out shoot. And he handles the ball for a guy that's 6'8". He handles the ball really, really nicely. And be interested to see what he ends up doing. I think he's a much better player, in my opinion, than a Jalen McDaniels. I'm not convinced McDaniels is ever going to be a great shooter or a great player for that matter. He's got to get bigger and stronger. He weighs like 191 pounds right now. All right, Jim, you ready for
this? Let's get to the main event.
Okay, and then we'll get you the hang of star play of the day, and then we're going to head out and visit with Chris Ello from Petco Park. I know you are. This was this morning, and Steve Woods and Ben, they'll set the whole thing up, but I consented to do it. So here it is, my wrap today with Ben and Woods.
When I heard Coach was going to be here for life, I said, well, we got to do a rap battle. I mean, it's just got to happen. I was very hesitant to approach Coach about it. He loved it. He said, yeah, I'm in. I'll do it. So we had him lay this down. He laid this down yesterday. Let's do the intro for Ben Reed's Raps. Then we'll go right into Coach, and then Ben will he'll rebut.
Time for the whitest man in America to spit some straight fire.
Oh, no. The fight's out. I'm about to punch your lights out.
Each week, Woods gives Ben lyrics from the world of rap and hip-hop to make him as uncomfortable as humanly possible. You're welcome, San Diego. It's Ben Reed's Raps on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm a little nervous because I should be, I don't know if they put odds on rap battles, but I should be the favorite given that I've had a year of practice now plus on this. And Coach is like rookie. He's
brand new.
Yeah, he is making his major league debut.
I can't wait.
On the rap scene today. So I should be like a heavy favorite, but I'm feeling that pressure.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's about to come here from the coach.
And he already got to lay his down. So he laid his down yesterday, and we have not.
In the recording studio.
Correct. We have not heard it yet. No one has heard it but Jim Russell and Coach. Here it is.
All I want to do is zoom, 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 zoom.
Oh, my gosh.
And boom, boom, boom. Just shake your rump. All I want to do is zoom, 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 zoom.
Oh, my gosh.
And boom, boom, boom. Just shake your rump. All I want to do is zoom, zoom, zoom. And boom, boom, boom. Just shake your rump. Check, baby, check, baby. Check, baby, check, baby. One, two, three, four. Check, baby, check, baby. One, two, three.
Oh, my God.
Check, baby, check, baby. One, two. Check, baby, check, baby. One. It's called Rump Shaker. The piece is like sweeter than candy. I'm feeling manly. And you say it ain't coming handy. I'm feeling manly, and you say it's coming in handy. Sliding my claws from New York down to North Virginia.
Oh, my God.
Tickling you around Delaware before I enter.
Oh, my God. No.
Hips to feet. A wiggle and jiggle can make the night complete. Now, since you got the body of the year, come and get the award. Here's a hint. It's like a long chopped sword. Flip town, so let me see you shake it up like dice. Flip town, so let me see you shake it like dice.
Oh, my God!
The way you shake your rump is turning mighty men to mice. But got a surprise. That's a backbreaker. Now let me see you shake that rump shaker.
Oh, holy God.
Oh, my God.
I forfeit. I forfeit. I forfeit.
Oh, my God.
I forfeit. I'm out of my body.
I'm forfeit. It's done.
I'm levitating.
What am I supposed to do?
I'm levitating above myself.
I can't go on after that.
I mean,
I'm like standing backstage. I can't go on.
This is.
He dropped the mic on me, and I'm not even. I haven't even started yet.
Oh my God!
All I want to do is zoom, 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 and boom, boom, boom.
Do you even want me to try?
God.
I don't know how I'm feeling right now.
I have left my body. I have levitated away.
Here are the emotions going through my brain right now. Joy. Pain. I'm very uncomfortable. I'm very uncomfortable. How are you feeling, Jeff?
Like, Coach is my mentor.
Coach is your mentor. Yeah. How are you feeling, Jeff?
That might be the greatest minute of radio I've ever heard in my life.
Felt like an hour.
It did feel like an hour. Hammer is dying out there.
I am numb.
It's
so
all
we
right.
We got to get to Ben.
We got to get to Ben. I mean, in true battle fashion, there is only one response.
I have to bring my game. Here we go.
Here we go.
Now, while he stands tough, notice that this man did not have his hands up. This free world got you gassed up. Now, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? One, two, three, into the four. One pack, two pack, three pack, four. Four pack, three pack, two pack, one. Your pack, he's pack, your pack, none. This guy ain't no MF and MC. I know everything he's got to say against me. I am white. I am a effing bum. I do live in a trailer with my mom. My boy future is an... That's crossed out. I don't know dumb friend named Cheddar Bob who shoots himself in the leg with his own gun. I did get jumped by all six of you chumps, and Wink did that my girl. I'm still standing here screaming at the free world. Don't ever try to judge me, dude. You don't know what the F I've been through.
Oh, my God. It's like...
I lose.
No, I... Oh, God dang. Tears pouring down my face right now. That was so good.
Our Twitter has exploded. It is gone. It is. I can't talk right now.
Here's what I do know. That ain't mediocre radio, buddy.
I know Fryer Friday's coming up next. Andy Green's coming on. I hope he's not listening yet. I can't interview someone. I'm glad it's 8:35 for Andy Green and not 8:05 because
Here's what sucks. Now I want more Coach and Ben.
I feel bad for Coach
because he
He can retire. He needs to retire on that. It's not going to get better.
All I want to do is zoom, 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 and boom, boom, boom.
Oh, my God.
Well, we had some fun with it, didn't we?
Guest is a,
oh, my gosh. That was hilarious.
Yeah, hey, you know, I gave it my best effort.
Best effort? The best effort. I mean, that was top notch.
Well, you're the one that picked the song out for me. You handed it to me. I go, are we going to do this thing? Yeah, we're going to cut it. And you handed it to me, and I popped it out pretty quick, didn't I?
It was one take. You had, like, one mix-up that I had to take out, but it was a one take. Like, those are the best. One take wonders.
Yeah, we tried to do the best we could. I'm glad the boys had a good laugh with it. I'm glad the fans had a laugh with it. Hey, you know what? When you're on radio, if you can't laugh at yourself and have some humor, you don't deserve to be on the radio. You got to have a little bit of a sense of humor and take it.
Yeah, if you're not self-deprecating in radio, you can't be in radio. Well, it's that simple.
It kind of goes back to, I started the show today sending my condolences out to Sam Bass's family for folks that didn't hear. And I know Chris Ello will probably say something about Sam on his show today because Sam's a marvelous guy. And Sam was a fun guy. And Sam was a guy that, you know, always had fun and enjoyed radio. You know what? This is not rocket science. You know, we're talking sports each and every day. We hopefully we're entertaining, we're fun, we're factual, we're giving you good quality information out there. And, you know, we really enjoy being a part of this station here at 97.3 The Fan. So it was a fun segment. My wife and I were listening this morning. I got up a little bit earlier. They had that segment right about 7:50, and it went good. I'm glad Woodsy had such a good time with it. Ben had a good time with it, but I think Ben was probably shocked. Having known me for so many years, I think Ben was probably shocked how it came out.
And he was crying, I heard. And that's the thing. Like, Ben crying is, after that, that's pretty good.
Oh, man. So, hey, what do you got this weekend? What do you got up your sleeve?
I'm going to the Padre game tomorrow night.
Right. What are you doing tonight?
Tonight?
Anything big, or are you going to take it easy?
Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Whole bunch of nothing. I know. Super exciting, right? Definitely watch it. I might head over to Petco. I'm not sure yet. It's how I feel.
I think it's going to be a big weekend down around Petco. I think it's going to be huge. I think fans are going to be fired up. The Braves normally have a fairly good contingent that show up. And more than anything else, you're going to see some really good baseball this weekend. I think more than anything else.
We would hope so.
I would certainly hope so. Robert Stock, by the way, Lois called in and was talking about Robert Stock throwing 100 miles an hour and how that's taxing. Robert Stock is 29 years of age. It's not like he's one of those young rookie guys, a Logan Allen or a Eric Lauer or a Chris Paddock. I mean, he's been around. He's been with a few different organizations, and he throws 99 to 100 miles an hour. Unfortunately, right now, he's on the injured list, and hopefully he'll get healthy, kind of get back to where he was last year. I mean, he's been a big disappointment this year, Jim. 10-13 ERA to this point. Now, are we going to go out to Petco Park and visit with Chris Ello?
Well, considering the fact I haven't heard from Chris Ello,
okay,
probably not going to go out to him.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. Next week, Jim, we're going to be at the track on Wednesday, but, you know, early in the week, we got to start talking a little football on this show.
It's coming up fast. Hard Knocks starts soon. Training camp starts at the end of the month, which is like a week and a half away.
Who's your favorite NFL team?
My favorite NFL team? 49ers.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, my favorite team was the team that moved away.
And anybody that plays the Chargers.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I look at it. Those are my favorite teams. Yeah, that's kind of the way I look at it, too. My favorite team now is the San Francisco 49ers because the general manager.
Oh, you know that guy?
Yeah, pretty well.
Yeah, I think you know that
guy.
Yeah, really
I coached him in high school for 3 years.
Yeah, you and John Lynch are pretty tight.
I'll have to get Johnny on the show one of these days.
Oh, absolutely.
He'd love to come on.
Absolutely.
He'd love to come on. How about college? Because I like talking college football. I don't know if San Diego is really a college football town. I know they love the Aztecs, but sometimes I wonder how much they love the Aztecs because they don't fill that stadium even close. They used to get more fans back in the 70s for Aztec games than they get now.
Yeah, I don't follow college football that much. I do root for the Aztecs, watch them because they're obviously here in town. But other than that, I'm not a big college football guy.
Really?
Yeah, it's I know.
Really, I think there are a lot of people in San Diego like that. I mean, they follow the Aztecs to a degree, but the SC, UCLA.
I love Rocky Long.
Yeah, I love Rocky Long, too. Rocky was on earlier this week, and we had a couple of sound bites from him as well. He's a great guy. I guess we're going to head out to Petco Park now. This is great.
We got
Chris Ello in the press box. I know they got Greg Garcia coming up at about 3:35 today. Greg Garcia, kid that played at Valhalla, University of Hawaii. Great guy. Done a heck of a job. So he'll be on with Gren and Chris today at 3:35. But we head to the Padre press box, and we're joined by our man Chris Ello. Chris, how we doing?
Excellent, Coach. Can't wait for the start of the second half of the season. I think the Padres agree with me. Everybody got here early today, and they're opening up the clubhouse a little early, and everybody's ready to roll. And, you know, look, two games from the wild card, I think these guys are coming into the second half thinking that one of those spots belongs to them. So we'll see.
Hey, Chris, have we heard anything about any type of roster moves today?
I haven't heard anything today yet, Coach. So you're just going to have to bide your time on the injured list. They'll call you up as soon as they need you. You're all right. Right now, they're okay.
Hey, let me get your thoughts, because the last couple of days, I've talked a lot about Luis Urias. I mean, and I've heard what you've said in and out of your show. I mean, where do you think they stand with him right now? I mean, don't they have to bring him up and find out if he can play or not?
I think they do, and I think it's either that or they need to move him before it's too late. That's kind of my thinking. I don't know what the thought process is on Luis Urias around baseball. I think the Padres still feel pretty good about this young man, but they have to be concerned. I mean, if they bring him up and he struggles again, and, you know, frankly, I mean, he's been up to the big leagues twice. He's had 72 at-bats, only had 4 extra base hits. So he hasn't, you know, mashed here the way he does in AAA. There's no question about it, but it's a tough call, right? I mean, if you move Luis Urias in a trade and then he blossoms somewhere, you're going to be really upset at yourself, you know, that you had this young man and under control and here in this organization. At the same time, if you wait too long and, you know, people lose interest, you may not get as much for him as you might if you do something soon. So I agree with you. I think they have to do something soon, whether it's bring him up or, you know, maybe include him in a deal somewhere to bring somebody else here. But it's a tough decision, and I'm sure AJ Preller and this whole ball club, this whole organization, has been fretting over it for a while.
You know, the other thing that I said regarding the second base situation, I mean, Ian Kinsler's hitting .211, on-base percentage under .300 by a ton, and then you take a look at what Greg Garcia, who's going to be joining you at 3:35, has done a really good job. I just wonder if they're not going to maybe go to a platoon situation with Garcia against right-handers and Kinsler against left-handers until they bring Urias up.
I don't think that's a bad call. You know, I know they love the leadership of Kinsler, and they love his, you know, what he's done in his career. So, I mean, I think that they're going to give Kinsler another shot here to start the second half and see if he can catch a little fire. But I think if he doesn't in the first couple of weeks, you'll definitely see more of Greg Garcia, because Greg Garcia, I mean, he's had a really nice year. I mean, he's played great defensively. He gives you a great at-bat every single time up there. He works and battles the count, and we talked to him about that in our interview today, about how he's able to make life miserable for pitchers, fouling pitches away and taking close pitches. So Greg Garcia, I think, is certainly a valuable guy, and I think the Padres realize that he's a valuable guy, but I would be surprised if Kinsler doesn't get a decent shot to kind of return to form here as the start of the second half gets underway, because if Ian Kinsler does play, you know, anywhere near where he's capable of playing, then, you know, you got yourself a pretty solid guy there to finish out the season. If not, Garcia steps in. I agree.
Chris, finally, before I let you get ready for your show here in a couple of minutes, my number one thought, aside from the staff, and there's always that concern because of the innings limitation, my biggest concern is behind the plate, not defensively with Austin Hedges, but between him and Mejia, they got to swing the bat better. I don't think Mejia is probably ever going to be in a front-line defensive catcher, but both of those guys have got to do a much better job of swinging the bat the second half.
They need some production. There's no question. And I think it goes for the entire bottom of the order. I mean, I think most of the regular season this team has had pretty good success from its first four or five hitters and then not much success at all or very rarely, you know, intermittent success from the six, seven, eight guys. And I understand those guys don't necessarily lead your offense, but they have to contribute from time to time. They have to, you know, keep turning the batting order over so that guys like Tatis and Machado and Renfro and Reyes can get some extra swings late in the ball game. But so I agree, and I think whichever one of those guys, you know, can get hot with the bat is going to probably get the job. And I'd love to see it be Mejia. I think he's got a great future ahead of him, and I hope he gets it cooking here in the second half.
All right, Chris, have a great show, buddy, and see you soon.
Have a good weekend, Coach.
All right. Thanks to everyone. Jim Russell, great job. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back Monday at 12 o'clock. Have a great weekend, everyone.
If you know that Philadelphia and Pittsburgh combined teams to become the Steagles during World War II to stay afloat,
we appreciate what you did in the old days, but those days are over.
You're in the right place.
Is that your smallest needle?
This is 97.3 The Fan.
Tee it up at Golf Mart with their sizzling summer savings specials. Look for hot deals on items like TaylorMade TP5 Pix golf balls, now two dozen for only $80. Cleveland CBX wedges for only $99.99. That's a $30 savings. And save up to $200 on Rogue Irons. Just a few of the hot specials you'll find now at Golf Mart's sizzling summer savings. Golf Mart, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers since 1984.
What's up, good people of San Diego? Tony Gwynn Jr. here. I want to talk to you guys again about C2K, Computer to Kids San Diego. When it comes to helping our community, Computer to Kids San Diego is one of the organizations that is at the forefront. If you're in need of a computer for your children or yourself, I invite you to the next Computer to Kids event happening Saturday, August 3rd from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Cesar Chavez Recreation Center in San Ysidro. You or your company can donate your computers at our drop-off center online at c2sdk.org. That's c2sdk.org.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
You do it right to get an outdoor space that makes you proud and offers a stylish place to relax. Lowe's is here to help and help you save on everything you need to get started. Add an attractive new retaining wall to your landscape and save with mini flagstone retaining wall blocks, now 10 for $10. And update your patio furniture and save up to 25% on select patio clearance items. For great buys to make your outdoors even greater, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/17 while supplies last. Wall block offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii, U.S. only.
Who says there's nothing good on Facebook? Put your hands down. Like us on Facebook at 97.3 The Fan. Make sure to like Tony Gwynn Jr.'s video blog, Chris Ello and Coach's weekly blogs, and our Facebook live shows. Like us on Facebook at 97.3 KWFN-FM and KWFN HD1 San Diego. Our radio.com sports station. The Padres play here.
I'm Kirby Yates, and you're listening to the home of the Padres.
I say it again, the latest in a long line of marvelous closer.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.